Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 4th of September. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. This is, of course, the crime capital of the world. It's also the headquarters of American Free Press, the national weekly newspaper from Washington. I emphasize newspaper because it is a real live newspaper published every week, except for an occasional week off, just like this week. But, needless to say, it is a real live newspaper, generally between 20 and 24 pages. And it's a newspaper I would hope you would check out. So do check out the website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, definitely the big news of the day is Sarah Palin. I watched Sarah Palin last evening, ladies and gentlemen. That was the first ever time that I heard her speak, the first ever time that I saw a videotape of her, the first ever time that I had any contact in any sense, I suppose, with her other than seeing pictures of her in magazines and newspapers. And I have to tell you, folks, I was very impressed with the woman's performance. But that doesn't mean that I think she's a savior for America. No, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, after the break, I'm going to discuss some information about Sarah Palin that I'm afraid I'm here to tell you tells us everything we need to know about this lady. It's very disturbing information from the standpoint of an American patriot, or it should be. It's very disturbing information about her loyalties, about her ideology, about what makes her tick. Now, I know a lot of you out there saying, oh my God, here goes that awful Mike Piper attacking that wonderful woman, that great woman of traditional family values, that wonderful conservative, that great patriot. She's knocking those liberals around, and the liberals in the press are going after her, and the liberals in the Democratic Party. That's politics, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works. You wouldn't expect anything less from the liberals. But, you know, I tell you something, this woman is John McCain's secret weapon. She's also the secret weapon, the secret tool, or really we should say not-so-secret tool, of the people who made John McCain the Republican presidential nominee and who made her the Republican vice presidential nominee. This is not going to be comfortable listening for those of you who are favorably inclined towards her. And I know that there are many, many people out there who are saying that she is a breath of fresh air and that she's a wonderful patriot and we need more people like her in politics, that she may be a savior for America. No, 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 no. I'm sorry to tell you, folks. Yeah, she has a nice smile and she has an attractive family and she's a colorful personality in many ways, and yes, she's a member of the National Rifle Association, and a life member, no less, and all sorts of things that can be said about her that will cause people within the patriot movement to consider her a very positive addition to the political arena. But, folks, the big but. Big butt about Sarah Palin is a very real concern. And we will talk more about that when we come back. And I will also suggest to you, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she may not be on the November election ballot as the Republican vice presidential nominee. Ooh, there goes Piper again, going out on a limb. All right, we're going to the break. Stay tuned.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The big bad boogeyman is here about to say some unpleasant things about that nice lady, Sarah Palin. Fasten your seatbelts. But let's start off on a positive note. I did watch Sarah Palin last night, and, you know, the Washington Post and I'm told the New York Times both described her speech to the Republican convention. They said she electrified the Republican convention. That, I believe, she did, ladies and gentlemen. And Tom Shales, the media critic of the Washington Post, summarized it in part as follows, and I want to tell you something. I agree with everything that Tom Shales says. He writes, if Republicans win the presidential election in November, it may well be said that they won it last night, the night that John McCain's brilliantly screwy choice for a running mate changed from laughingstock to national star. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's acceptance speech wasn't brilliant rhetoric, and she's not entirely accomplished as a public speaker, but she put herself over with slick, self-assured skill. To those in the hall, and probably to millions watching at home, she came across as genuine and down-to-earth, a self-described hockey mom whose confidence and bravado were not exactly ingratiating, but were somehow persuasive. He goes on and then concludes saying, she proved herself in the great arena. That's what counts politically. Nobody could watch that speech and still consider her a joke, no matter how flimsy her credentials and qualifications may seem on paper. The joke, it seems, is on those who'd been laughing at her. Last night, the laughing ended and the cheering began. Now, I can hear those hardcore Republicans out there who are listening, and there are some hardcore Republicans out there listening. And I can hear some of those liberals out there, and there are liberals out there who are shrieking at the thought that I'm, at the seeming suggestion that I'm saying Sarah Palin is the greatest thing since sliced bread by quoting Tom Scheel's positive comments about her effect on the Republican convention and the effect I believe she's going to have on the American electorate. She's a very attractive candidate, folks, on the surface. But, you know, I picked up the Washington Times today, and there's a story exclusive to the Washington Times by Ralph Z. Hallow, who is their religion writer. The headline tells a story, but it gets even worse. Here's the headline: Palin's evangelical faith drives pro-Israel view. Hallow writes, Sarah Palin displays an Israeli flag in her governor's office in Juneau, Alaska, even though she has never been to the country and attends Protestant evangelical churches that consider the preservation of the State of Israel a biblical imperative. Her faith makes her a favorite with the staunchly pro-Israel neoconservative elements in the Republican Party. Tucker Eskew, who holds the title of counselor to Mrs. Palin in the McCain-Palin campaign, left no doubt where she stands. She would describe herself as a strong supporter of Israel's, with an understanding of Israel's fear of an Iran in possession of nuclear weapons, Mr. Eskew told the Washington Times. Now listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. In June, Mrs. Palin told ministry students at her former church that in going to war with Iraq, the United States is, quote, on a task that is from God, the Associated Press reported. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all you need to know about Sarah Palin. This woman, you know, I said tonight to Mark Glenn in discussing this article with him, Mark Glenn, who co-hosts two shows here on the network on Saturdays, Liberty Hour and Current Issues, said to Mark that all of this time I thought that John McCain was the most dangerous candidate in the presidential field. I have to say in certain respects, ladies and gentlemen, that Sarah Palin may be even more dangerous than John McCain. John McCain is a very dark personality, ladies and gentlemen. Talked about his ties to the Bronfman-Lansky crime syndicate, his sponsorship by Lord Jacob Rothschild, his generally rotten, nasty, unstable personality, the fact that good families of prisoners of war and people missing in action consider this man an obstructionist. You know, this cover of Time magazine this week has a very interesting picture of John McCain. One side of his face is very dark. The other side of his face is very light. It's almost as though we're seeing a split personality. And I think there's a very good possibility that that is exactly what we have with John McCain. We don't know what drives John McCain. We don't know where his mind and his soul are. We don't know if the man who was taken into custody by the North Vietnamese is the same man who came back. We don't know about the mysteries of brainwashing, and yet again we do. We don't know if John McCain has been programmed, if he does carry a code. We really don't know John McCain, ladies and gentlemen. But Sarah Palin, yes, we do indeed know her now, ladies and gentlemen. We do know that this woman is a disciple of an evil and twisted cult that has overtaken the minds of many good Americans, led by criminals of the like of Tim LaHaye and the late unlamented Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and John Hagee, that big toad, We know that Sarah Palin's soul is not devoted to Jesus Christ. Her heart and her soul are devoted to Zionism. Zionism as in the political movement revolving around the State of Israel. And we know that she follows the teachings of those who believe that the Jews are one step above us all, that they are God's chosen people, that whatever the Jews want, they must indeed have. So a very significant part of Sarah Palin's soul is lacking. She's not a Christian, ladies and gentlemen. And that is what makes her such a fabulous candidate to pull the wool over the eyes of the people in this country. Mark Glenn has put it well, you know, that this is all... Mark put it so much better than I can only paraphrase him, and I don't paraphrase him well here, folks, but he agrees with me that this is all a very real distraction, the selection of Sarah Palin. It's red meat, so to speak, for the so-called Christian right. It's going to energize them. The feminists and the pro-abortion people were never going to vote for her anyway, or for McCain anyway. So the Republican Party lost nothing there, but they have everything to gain by putting this bright new face, this nice-looking woman with her wonderful family. We are being taken for a ride, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that we are being taken for a ride because, again, I was talking to a friend of mine today who's just so still determined to think that somehow Sarah Palin and John McCain are getting ready to pull a fast one on the Jews, as he put it. That they're going to take power somehow and they're going to save America. This woman is a fanatic. This woman has given her heart and her soul over. John McCain is a political animal of doubtful mental capacity. And in that sense, I say that in the sense that we really don't know how stable John McCain really is. But Sarah Palin, we do know. We do know what guides her, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a woman, if she assumed the presidency and had her finger on the nuclear button, she probably would be inclined to push it. Isn't it ironic? She is willing to kill millions of people of all ages, and yet she is going to excite the electorate by proclaiming her opposition to killing in the form of abortion. Now, I know that issue of abortion excites a lot of people, and a lot of people out there who are listening are going to vote for the McCain-Palin ticket precisely because of her position on abortion. But bear in mind that those babies you save may grow up to fight another Jewish war of survival. I actually get some inside information every once in a while, and let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen, I actually do get some inside information just by accident. There may be some bigger scandals surrounding Sarah Palin, and before all is said and done, it may be enough to knock her off the Republican ticket. And you know, I kind of hinted at this the other night, certainly going through my mind. I think it's entirely conceivable that she was deliberately selected as a candidate to self-destruct, to excite and electrify the Republican electorate and capture the imagination of the American people. And then when the scandals start to engulf her, well, who will then John McCain turn to, his first choice? Joseph Lieberman. I'm going out on a limb there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not contradicting myself. I'm just saying this. We can't trust Sarah Palin. She should not become Vice President of the United States. It's that simple. That it may be all part of a bigger scheme, a bigger scheme of things, so to speak. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Before we went to the break here, I talked about Sarah Palin and her spiritual bankruptcy, her devotion to the theme that the Jews are God's chosen people, that the state of Israel stands above all. This is a very disturbed woman, ladies and gentlemen. We can only pray. We can only pray that the real spirit of Christ comes to her. But in the meantime, until she is cured of her illness, ladies and gentlemen, she should be barred from the White House. She should not be allowed near the nuclear weapon. This is a woman of fanaticism. This woman is a fanatic. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she's a very nice lady. Yes, yes, she opposes abortion. Yes, that's wonderful. But in the meantime, she wants to blow up the world. Now, there's been a debate on the Internet about whether or not she was wearing an Israeli flag lapel pin during her speech at the Republican convention. That is not what I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. I am talking about the fact that she displays an Israeli flag in her office as governor of Alaska. And as one person has pointed out, has been quoted by Israel National News quite gleefully, that she doesn't have to do that for political reasons, because there aren't many Jewish voters in Alaska. No, this woman does it because of her religious devotion, her religious fanaticism. So please do not confuse what I'm talking about here with the debate on the Internet as to whether or not she was wearing a lapel pin of the Israeli flag. I know there's a lot of people already confusing that, but no, that's not what I'm talking about. Now, I did make some reference to this question about whether or not she will remain on the Republican ticket. I was surprised when she was selected for a number of reasons. Number one, because she is from such a small state. Number two, because she's only been governor for 2 years. Number three, also because of a massive political scandal that has swept Alaska with the indictment of Senator Ted Stevens and lots of other people in trouble, not to mention the scandal swirling around Mrs. Palin regarding her dismissal of a state police commissioner who apparently refused to fire a state police officer who had been married to Mrs. Palin's sister, if I get it all correctly, something like that. But as I say, this struck me as a real gamble on John McCain's part. And then, folks, it did go through my mind, is it possible that this was a trick by McCain, that this is exactly what McCain intended to do, throw the red meat to the so-called Christian right, make this woman an icon, and then allow the liberal media and the scandals surrounding her and within the state of Alaska to trip her up and force her off the ticket? This wouldn't be the first time in modern history that a vice presidential candidate was removed from the ticket and then replaced by somebody else. And I'm here to tell you, folks, it is entirely possible that this was all part of the game. That Mrs. Palin gets selected, she becomes a national icon, at least among the Republicans, and then she gets tripped up. Who is John McCain going to turn to, ladies and gentlemen, to rescue the party? And who will the party go right along with? Yes, John McCain. Not John McCain. Joe Lieberman. So I'm back on track, ladies and gentlemen. It's entirely possible Joe Lieberman will be the Republican vice presidential nominee when all is said and done. But if he isn't, it's almost even worse because, you know, with Joe Lieberman, what you see is what you get. A criminal Zionist, an Orthodox Jew who follows this hellish book known as the Talmud that teaches the inferiority of non-Jews and says things about Jesus Christ and about a lot of other things that I couldn't even say here on the radio. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. Another point before we go to the break. Interesting story in Newsweek this week talking about Asif Ali Zardari, the widow of Benazir Bhutto. They say he may become the next president of Pakistan. But now, according to Newsweek, fears about a would-be leader's mental health. They're concerned that Mr. Zardari had mental problems, including dementia, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Why? Because of the fact that this inflicted him after having been in prison. They're saying that we wouldn't want that kind of person involved in a nuclear chain of command. Well, folks, isn't it interesting that John McCain's medical records haven't been released, including his psychiatric examinations? We need to know about John McCain's mental state, ladies and gentlemen. Funny little story in Time about Cindy McCain. Oh boy, oh boy, it turns out she's had to answer questions about her father. It says, oh no, poor Cindy. Cindy's stories have been breaking in great shuddering waves. One profile explores her beloved father's criminal record. He was a bootlegger before he was a fantastically successful beer distributor. That's crap. I don't know that he was a bootlegger. When he was involved in criminal activity that we know of, it was in the post-war era, ladies and gentlemen. That's long after Prohibition ended. So the story is coming out, and it's a story that I first pioneered at a national level. Thank God, 8 years later, the story is making the news. Not as much news as it should make, but it's making the news. All right, we're going to the break with a full lineup of callers. We'll go to the callers after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Yes, I know Sarah Palin is a life member of the National Rifle Association. But her life may not last long if she gets to be president and pushes a nuclear button and blows the world up. So I'm not sure what life is worth if there is no life on Earth. Oh, I hear a lot of people out there right now mad as hell that I've taken on Sarah Palin. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. We're going to go to the phone calls. Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up. How are you tonight?
Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing, Bill?
Oh, it's great theater, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Thank you, Bill. You put your finger on it. Theater.
It's all it is, and she's nothing but window dressing.
Absolutely. Except in this case, she is a real, live, certifiable, religious fanatic.
In that case?
Yes. 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 I'm sorry to say it. Yeah, she's a nice lady. She's a good-looking woman. I'll bet you there were a million men sitting out there watching the television last night, turning their wives and saying, hey, why don't you run for governor?
Right.
You know, I mean, this woman has got something, and the media has made her, and you know, it's going to be interesting. I had a friend call me, Bill, and say, oh, I heard this horrible liberal Jew attacking her. This is how the Jews feel about her. No, that's all part of the theater, because every time these ratty liberal Jews like this Randy Rhodes, you know, Randy Rhodes is right about the, you know, she's attacks the Bush administration for many of its misdeeds, but every time one of these ratty liberal Jews like Randy Rhodes attacks Sarah Palin, all that does is intensify the support for Sarah Palin, plus it also adds additional support for her among other people who are on the fence. So it is theater, Bill.
Yeah, Ben Stein did it as well, and you're absolutely correct. The bottom line, Mike, is this. We all know not a damn thing is going to change. Both parties are whores. It's going to be more war, more abortion, more illegal immigrants, more deficit spending. It's two piles of crap. It's one in the same, and we all know this. The vice president will not make policy, therefore will not effect any real change. Nothing is going to change. I'm just so disgusted, Mike, anymore. I I don't know if I'm ready to get out a bullhorn, a camera, and start. I don't know. I just don't know what to do. We sit here and we wait for the military. But I don't know, Mike. I really don't know what to do. This country deserves what it permits.
The frustration level is immense and intense. Yeah, and I'm going to continue sitting here doing this program until they come in and put a net over me or put a cane around my neck and pull me off the stage and put me in a concentration camp or shoot me or string me up or whatever it is they do. But
it's death by a thousand cuts, and we sit here and witness the decline of this great nation, and we watch it just be bled to death.
What they're doing, this is the old trick. They're letting us salute the flag even as they take away our sovereignty, and in this case what they're doing is showing us this fresh new face bundled up, National Rifle Association membership and good traditional values, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It's good cop, bad cop, Mike. It's
just
more
exactly
the same.
What
it's
is.
More theater, the two-party paradigm. And I'm just so sick of it anymore. I'm glad it's hunting season. I'm probably going to take a break for a while, just enjoy my dog and bird hunting and fishing. And I don't know what else to do to keep me sane, Mike.
I wish I could do it, but my vacations are all working vacations. But
I'm going to go waterfowling on the Chesapeake Bay, and you have an open invitation to come with.
Well,
me,
if you can swing by Washington, stop
there
and
you go.
Say hello.
Sounds good, Mike.
All right, Bill. Good
you
talking
Bye.
To you. All right, let's go to Byron in Canada. I haven't heard from Byron in a while. Byron.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
What's going on?
Not too much. I have to admit, I only listened maybe to possibly one or two minutes of her speech. A couple times I flipped over and listened to her, and all I actually heard was the same old BS that I've heard for the last 4, 5, 6 months, running down the other side and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, everybody, to talk about how impressed she was, from what I understand, she never wrote her speech. I believe it was some Republican, I forget what it
That is the case. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, in other words, I guess the Republicans are just real happy that they got somebody that's articulate. I guess over George Bush. Maybe that's what's got them excited, because I mean, if they want somebody that can just deliver a speech that's written for them by somebody else,
telling my liberal friends, of which I have many, I've been telling my liberal friends that they better not write this woman off, because I think in a debate between Sarah Palin and Joe Biden, who is a pompous ass, Sarah Palin is going to come off as everybody's wife and mother and sister, big sister, little sister, and I think she'll give Joe Biden a real bitch slapping.
Well, I don't know about that. I think if Joe tries to, and I mean, the thing is, from the Democrat side, I think they should be able to go at her just like if she was a man. In all honesty, I mean, she's not running for PTA or anything like that. She's running for the second office in the nation, and she should be held her feet should be held to the fire. But unfortunately, if Joe really goes after her on foreign affairs and whatever, I think he could probably make her look pretty bad. But I mean, if he does that, he's going to be looked at. Oh, here's that bastard,
That's
going
right,
after
exactly.
after this woman and mother and all this. So
yeah,
he's in a terrible position.
Yes, he is. I almost feel sorry for Joe Biden.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to go after her, but you know, they said she had an 85% approval rating, and one of the reasons why was she went after, at least according to an article I read, and I was trying to find it and I couldn't find it, where she went and levied this windfall tax on oil companies in Alaska. And I don't know if you know it or not, but each person that's been living in Alaska for a year collects over about $3,200 a year in oil royalties or whatever you want to call it. And for her family,
yeah. In fact, I have a friend who is part Alaska native in Heritage, and he used to wait for his big fat check.
Yeah, well,
coming.
I mean, you don't have to be an Eskimo or whatever they are up there. You don't have to do it. Just as long as you live in Alaska for a year, you're eligible for this thing. And she's got five kids, and him and her, they collect, I think they said, over $22,000 a year. Well, you want to talk about a welfare bum.
I'm going to make a recommendation to Mark Glenn. You know, he's got these eight kids and a wife to boot. I think they ought to move to Alaska. And
absolutely, and the weather wouldn't be a hell of a lot worse than what it is in northern Idaho anyway.
Right.
So, and the land is probably a little bit better. I hope you're not listening, Mark.
Mark, if you're listening, start packing up.
I think that's one of the reasons why they said she was pretty popular, because she got a little more money for every
Well, that's the bet. You know, that's how the politicians make it.
Oh,
Byron,
sure.
Listen, I got to move on here, but
All
I appreciate
right.
your call. Good to hear from you. All right, let's go to Dave in South Carolina.
Hey, Mike. How
are
you?
Yeah, do you have your Palin pin on?
Oh, you bet. Actually, no, I had one little thing. Don't let me forget at the very end of what I got to say about this. You know, I just love seeing these guys, you know, like Haggy and Falwell, they used to do and all that. They raised Cain about, you know, the Islamic fascists, you know, the crazy Islamic people. God, they might have a dangerous weapon of some type or other. And, of course, you get to see Miss Palin amongst others and, you know, anyone else that's trying to appeal to the Christian right, the dispensationalists, I should say, Christian Zionists, okay. Oh, yeah, we want to nuke them so they won't nuke us.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know,
Talk about the need for prayer.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, anybody who's a religious fanatic shouldn't have their finger anywhere near the button. They should be in a nut house, I think. But
David, this is what's interesting because, see, they've done it. This is a real classic maneuver because, you see, they didn't put somebody in there like, well, how can, I don't know, okay, they didn't put an obvious Hagee type in there, so to speak. No, they put this woman, this mother of children with the attractive family, life member of the National Rifle Association. There's a picture of her in Time or Newsweek holding a great big fish she caught. You know what I mean? We're talking, you know, classic Americana, but the real problem with her is unclassic, and it's un-American, and that's the real danger here.
Well, it's one of those things, too, when I first saw her, okay, I'll tell you that in a second, but, you know, okay, I got wooed, you know, here past couple of days. I thought, wow, everything she says, like you said, was a breath of fresh air, bright spot. Maybe somebody at the top up there is trying to straighten things out, so, you know, subtly in a kind of way. You know, trying to sneak somebody in. But you know something, first impressions mean a lot. And I'll be the first on record to say this, and I, you know, a lot of people are going to disagree with me about this, but when I first saw the woman, I'm sorry, there's a Yenta somewhere in there. I'm telling you, man.
You know what? Dave, this is very funny because a friend of mine today that I was talking to said to me, he said, is she part Jewish? And I said, well, I paused and he said, you know, she looks it. And I paused and I said, well,
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that's something that will come
like,
out in the wash.
Might be like Madeleine Albright all of a sudden. Oh, my goodness, I discovered blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I think so. But, hey, I'll let you get some more calls.
All right,
great
Dave.
Call
good to hear from you.
All right.
All right, we have another David calling from Illinois. Dave from Illinois, come on up, or come on east.
Hi, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing?
Well, Mike, I guess I've got to hand it to you. You solved the riddle. When Palin's, when she was announced as the vice president, and we were told that, you know, she's pro-gun, which is good, And that, you know, on some other issues, she seemed to be very conservative. It was almost, I mean, almost atypical for somebody that's associated with McCain, who's a hardline mm-hmm. neoconservative.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm scratching my head thinking there's got to be something. And, of course, you nailed it on the head.
Bingo!
I watched the Washington Times article. She is a militant pro-Israel ideologue.
Yeah, more so than John McCain. John McCain's a slippery politician who knows where his bread's buttered. Mm-hmm. But this woman, it's an inner heart, inner soul. This is what's scary.
Now, I have a theory. It could be wrong that our friends, the neoconservatives, and, of course, you know, their Jewish handlers are planning some bigger wars for us. And their best chance to do that is to get McCain into the White House. Now, if McCain picks Joe Lieberman, he doesn't excite people. People are going to stay home from the polls. Mitt Romney, as smart as he is, kind of comes off as a bit of an elitist.
Yeah.
And he's not going to attract the blue-collar crowd, the working-class people that Barack Obama alienated. So his ace in the hole, in my opinion now, is Sarah Palin, who can make all of our loins burn. And she seems like just an everyday person, which I'm sure she is in many respects. But yet, again, she's committed more to Israel than America.
And there you go. There you go. I couldn't have put it any better myself. Yeah, I mean, this is what we got to face, and we have to tell our friends, no, this is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. And I want to tell you, that's going to be an uphill climb for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you there are people out there listening now who are very, very angry for criticizing her.
I bet you if you and I were in a bar, there's people that would probably want to fight us over this.
Absolutely, yes. Good for you, Dave. That's exactly correct. Yes, there are people who would want to punch us in the mouth. Yeah. Well, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Dave, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, we have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, you want to hear my latest conspiracy theory?
Go ahead.
I think there's a connection between John McCain's seven houses and the House of Seagram 7. I'm on to something.
What's that?
Do you think I'm on to something?
You know, I don't want to say it, but yes, I do.
Okay.
There's a lot of symbolism.
Yeah. I know he's tied in with that Bronfman crime.
Yeah. I mean, I like the way your mind works, Dave.
I don't. I guess I must have got it from my mother or something. I don't know. Blame it on my mother.
You know? All right. Well, got to blame it on somebody. Yeah.
Hey, but you know, on a more serious note, Michael, I'll kind of maybe repeat a call that I made to Charles Giuliani today. But you know this whole thing about this Christian Zionism, Michael. You know, these Christian Zionists like Sarah Palin and everything, they get all excited at the prospect of the Israelis rebuilding their temple and resuming the animal sacrificing innocent animal
mm-hmm,
blood
mm-hmm.
atone for their sins and so on. And I said to Charles, I mean, it just turns me off so much, because the last thing we need is the innocent blood of animals. We have just here in America, we have the innocent blood of 60 million aborted babies, you know. And I mean, not to mention the innocent blood of, in terms of Jesus and all the prophets and the apostles and all their innocent blood that was shed. But just all around, it's 60 million in America. I don't know how many if you include communist China and everything. I mean, isn't that enough innocent blood to atone for the Jewish people's sins?
No, I guess we got to sacrifice a red heifer.
Yeah.
And the Jews in their religious ceremony, they're going to be swinging chickens above their heads the next couple weeks here, next couple days. So,
you know, just tying in with that, Michael, the whole thing, though, they talk about the most holiest site is the Wailing Wall. Well, let me tell you about that Wailing Wall. That's the last remaining portion of Herod's temple. Now, Herod is the SOB that tried to kill baby Jesus and killed all the little babies and everything.
That's right.
2 years old, He's the same SOB that had John the Baptist beheaded. Okay? That temple's where Jesus turned over the money changers' tables. That same temple's the one that Jesus allowed to be destroyed by the Roman army. And, you know, if I went over there, I wouldn't go to the Wailing Wall to wail, Michael. I'd go to that big wall that the Israelis built to segregate and to establish apartheid between the Jews and the Palestinians. That big wall. That's the wall I'd go to wail.
That's a wall to wail to.
All right,
Dave, we're going to the break here. I want to thank you for your call.
Okay, Michael.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in a minute. We have a female caller named Sunny calling in. Let's see what Sunny has to say when we come back.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour. We have Sunny calling from Washington. Sunny, shed some light on us.
I just want to share with you some things that I've heard the last couple of days about this woman from different programs and different networks. First of all, Phyllis Schlafly, before this woman was nominated, was on, I think, Derry Brownfield. I can't remember which show, and was taking pride in the fact that they had chosen this woman and that they had promoted her, blah, 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 blah. And From what I've seen from this woman, that tells me all I need to know about Phyllis Schlafly. Next,
okay.
Next was a program that I heard where they were quoting some of the things that this woman said, and a caller called into the show and said, you know, she kept hearing about how charming this woman was, and that her father had told her that you should not think of the word charming as an adjective but as a verb.
Ah, that's very interesting.
Yes. And then I mean, this is, I've been making notes on this woman. Oh, I should tell you, Michael, we threw out the television in 2000.
Good for you.
Okay. So, you know where I get my news.
Okay.
And so I'm a thinking woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an emotional woman. And this is what drives me crazy, because from everything I understand about what went on, this was emotionalism. I heard one person talk about what went on was almost occultic, and that the emotionalism that went on in this rally, I mean, this thing when she was speaking.
That's very interesting also. Yes, this, you have shed some sunlight on things, Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that it was almost like an occult. And they compared it to the Romans and to, they compared it to Goebbels and a few other names that I don't even want to say because I have to wash my mouth. but that this is what is going on, and how we have been reduced to this. I mean, this is so frightening to me, Michael.
Well, you know, our earlier caller, Bill from Ohio, called it theater, and I think he put his finger right on it.
Oh, it's theater on steroids.
Theater on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
Sonny, you have, I appreciate your call. I think this is the first time you've ever called, and I hope you will call back again soon, but don't watch television.
Never. God bless you.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sonny. Very interesting points there, ladies and gentlemen, that kind of underscore what we have been talking about here this evening. Yeah, Sarah Palin's a very attractive lady, and she is charming, but you notice the distinction in the word there. She is charming people. And I tell you what, some of the most miserable people, sociopaths, can be very charming. Don't forget about that, folks. Don't forget about that. Don't be railroaded here. No, this isn't an endorsement of Barack Obama, but it is definitely an endorsement of a vote against John McCain and Sarah Palin. Very, very frightening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I am a Zionist, Biden, may be a Zionist, or so he proclaims, but it's all politics for him. For Sarah Palin, this goes right to her guts, to her heart, to her soul. But where is her soul, ladies and gentlemen? It's not with Jesus Christ. Don't let them kid you. Let's speak the truth. You can handle the truth. That's why you're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Gold has been.